Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Modern Patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the second hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Before I go to the phones, let me just say that Google Plus is substandard. If you're listening on Google, you know, if anybody's, I see you guys in the Google Plus chat room there that I can't converse with. And if one of you would take the time, if you're hearing me, to call in and let me know if you've got video, I'd love to know that. Simply because the video that I'm trying to port into the chat room isn't happening. And that number is 1-800-313-9443. The numbers are going down as I'm asking it. Anyway, they probably aren't getting anything. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Ed in Kentucky, yes, sir.
What's up, brother?
Not much. What's up with you? Sorry I didn't get to you yesterday. I was on a rant.
That's okay, brother. I called late. That's on me. And the Republic comes first. And
turn him up a little bit, Magnum, if you can. There we go.
I got a question for you real quick.
Sure.
I called American Survival Wholesale.
Yes, sir.
And that's who I deal with.
Okay.
Anyway, and it's a great company, great company. And by the way, I got them off RBN. And I'm looking for, you remember those big, gigantic ladder bags they used in the field?
Yes, sir.
That looked like a green... best way you can describe it is a green hot water heater.
Right.
With it filled up. You just put it on a tree limb and fill it up.
Right.
Where can I get one of them?
I would do a search for an armor surplus, and I would specify what size you want, like if it's a 15-gallon or a 20-gallon. I would just do a search for an army surplus 20-gallon bladder and see what comes up with that. I don't know if anybody actually makes that out in the civilian world. There are people that do them for these outdoor campers that want to take a shower somehow or another.
Right.
But I don't know how big they are because I think the shower lasts for about a minute and a half.
Right. I remember those.
I don't know how big they can make them.
Well, the guy, American Survival Wholesale, they got 5-gallon bladders. They got them. You can carry them on your back. They got, I think, 2 or 3 quart bladders. They sell them, and believe it or not, their 5-gallon bladder is only $5.
Well, that's pretty good. But 5 gallons, you know, when you think about it, if you and I go on the run, and you bring your wife or significant other and I bring mine, that's just going to cover the drinking water.
That's gone. That's going to be gone in less than a day.
Yeah, for the day. So, and, you know, if we're going to have to... lose our children and kill our dogs. So, I mean, we can only take care of what we got with that amount of water. So, 5 gallons, that's drinking water.
And even if you know, Bill, that 5 gallon, even if you're carrying it for yourself, minimal 3 days.
Yeah.
And that's sparingly.
Yes. Yes.
That's sparingly. And that's using instant coffee, making it lukewarm. And then, you know, that's
then minimal 3 days. Then adding water to it as the days go by to try to expand the volume.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Anyway, I like to hear about these arrogant, tyrannical fools and expedients, the ETF. Where did the E come from?
Explosives.
When did they come ATFE?
Well, actually, the BATFE, the Bureau, because there's got to be a bureaucracy behind them.
Well, of course, there has to be a political dictatorial government behind everything.
Right. they fall under the purview of the Justice Department, which means Obama runs them.
Well, see, the weird thing is, here's a little history fact that a lot of people don't know. The United States Marshal Service, okay, is the oldest United States law enforcement agency because he was then General George Washington, created it during the American Revolution, and he hired civilians. He got civilians who were with the cause and told them, go around and round up every deserter, spy, guerrilla, or enemy that you find that's against the cause. And later on, they became the United States Marshal Service. And believe it or not, they're older than the Justice Department itself. I know that if we was to nullify the 14th Amendment, all these alphabet law enforcement agencies would be unemployed. And they don't realize that.
Well, you know, the ATF, I don't really think of as law enforcement. I think they're creators. Where there is no gun running, they create gun running. Where there is no crime or theft or illegal gun modification, they create it. And then they try to arrest the guy they talk into doing it. And, this is not law enforcement. There are, to be sure, people that sell guns illegally. Why aren't they going after them?
Well, see, the thing is, it just goes to show what kind of bureaucracy we have. Because I'm not calling it a government, okay? That went out the tubes over 20 years ago. We don't have a government. We have a pseudo fascist, Marxist, communist, dictatorial tyrant overseer. And all this pomp and stance is just to fool the people and keep the people blind. I'm still looking for that YouTube video. Trying to see if I can still find that. I haven't forgotten about that two-star. I'm still looking for that because I can't do it on my phone because it's Net 10 and it's 3G and it takes forever. But when I find it, I already sent you an email with my picture and my address and stuff on it. So
while we've been talking, one of the ninjas in the chat room has found you a 36-gallon bladder.
Really? How much?
It's at... where is it? It's at KidUp.
And it's Kit Up.
Well, it's at kidup.military.com.
Kit Up at...
No, kidup.military.com.
.military.com. Does he know the price?
Let me make sure that I'm telling you the right thing.
Okay. So that's pretty good. I mean, 35 gallon, that's pretty good.
Well, now they're saying, as I read into this, it's only 5.
Only 5 gallon?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll still look at that address and see what they have. Why are these people out here, these sheeple? We keep telling them what's going on. You should see the responses on Instagram. People are awake. That's fine. Now it's time to take action.
Well, there's two kinds. Right. There's going to be two kinds of action, Ed, and we should be people like you and me should be pushing the peaceful kind of action because they don't understand the violent kind of action. The peaceful kind of action means they're going to have to actually get out and vote, and it means they're going to have to ignore a lot of moneyed campaigns. And it happened in 2010. It could happen again. The Tea Party was out in front of this in the beginning, but they've sort of marginalized themselves to a degree with a little bit of infighting. But
it's not just
the. I'll tell you what, you hang on through the break.
Sure.
Hang on through the break and we'll continue this. Art, you hang on as well, sir. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Ed in Kentucky. Ed, while we were at a break, another ninja went out there and actually found a 36-gallon Lister bag at charliesurplus.com. Charlie's with a Y, E-Y, and it's $50 bucks, and it's in stock.
Charlie's? Surplus.
Yes, sir. .com.
.com, and it's $50
$50 Is that good?
That's pretty decent. Thank you very much. Tell the Ninja, thank you very much.
That was one of the battle comp testers, Scott.
Hey, well, you know, it's great to have a network because, you know, I got me a new backpack, got me an 18 million volt taser. I'm getting my gear together.
Yeah. The first attempt came from Ninja Flag Day, and she was trying to find one too. She wanted me to make sure you knew she was a she.
Oh, well, tell that sweetheart queen thank you, and this veteran is very well appreciates her work and effort.
Well, you just told her. Anyway, back to your question. You wanted to know how we get everybody to get on board. Well, it's going to have to be something they want to do.
Well, true. I mean, look.
That's the problem. It's going to have to be something they want to do.
Well, see, here's the thing. In the 60s, they were all over marches for, you know, the war, civil rights. But then again, this country still had morals and principles.
Right.
To a point. Yet, the only idiosyncrasy that they had was the boob tube in the movie theaters. Now we got all this technology. Smartphones, Android phones, computers, satellite, cable, you know, all these distractions, brain-numbing distractions. And I don't even have a TV. I have a TV bill, but I don't watch it.
Well, and you're pretty much identifying the issue here. There is a bunch of people in the United States today, Ed, that just have no interest whatsoever. And
so
it's going to have to hit them in the wallet or with both feet in the chest or something like that to get their attention.
Well,
and then
I
when
hate
they
to
understand
say this, but
that
you said the second one. That's what's going to happen, the second one.
Yeah.
When that door gets kicked open, what the hell are they going to do?
Well, they're probably going to be shocked beyond all belief.
Well, or when they hauled off to these FEMA camps, and they're setting, they got about 3,500 already set up?
I have no idea. I'll tell you what, Ed, I'm so unconcerned about the FEMA camps. I look around here, and if they start loading people up to take them en masse out of here, the veterans are going to go insane. And they're going to go insane on the people loading the FEMA cars.
Oh, it's going to be like World War II, how the infiltrators went into the rail cars and tried to blow up the rails and the as much railway and as much cars as they could just so they couldn't take people to the camps and all that stuff. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. I hate to say this, people, but look, here. And how many times have you heard me tell this, Bill? Your congressmen, your senators, whether it be state or federal, they have local offices. They have numbers. Use it. I mean, plan a trip to go to their local office. Every representative has one. Show up. And like I said, that staff in there is going to freak, and they will too. They will definitely call that person and say, we got a mob out here, and they're not happy. And trust me, like I said, they talk immediately. When they hang up that phone, they're sweating, and they're going straight to their my office in Kentucky's surrounded, or Ohio, it's surrounded. I wonder why. Then that other constituent is going to call his office. Is my office surrounded? Is everybody bugging me? Why? Because that's going to spread, and it's simple. And it's the first steps. Two steps. Boom, boom. Very simple. Costs very little. If you want your freedom, if you love living, let's put it that way.
Well, and see, but this is going, you know, you and I, and, you know, there's a lot of people that say, Bill, why do you keep doing it? Because isn't it sort of futile? Yes, it is, in some degrees. But the same thing, one thing that I have discovered is when I actually learn something, it's so much better than when somebody's trying to teach me something. When it actually finally coalesces in my mind that this is the way this is, then I'm unshakable in my conviction of that is the fact. And for the ones that are not engaged, you and I can, you know, it is like trying to get sheep to do tricks. We can get out there and say, roll over, and they're just going to look at us. And, yeah, yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. Sure. Since you've been doing this, since you've been doing your show.
Yeah.
Okay. How many people at first called you an idiot, a fool, crazy, off the wall, and a conspiracy theorist?
I've never been called a conspiracy theorist. There are those that, and I could actually do the whole show about that, but there are those that think that I'm not completely engaged because I'm not looking at this and I'm not looking at that. And what I'm engaged in is because I've looked at this and I've looked at that. And now the various items that might be out there, whether it's going to be the banks crashing the country, or the Russians coming in and taking over the country, or whatever happens, FEMA camps, the Department of Homeland Security, I've gotten out there and I've crunched the numbers, and it's just too rough a road for them to hoe, if they, whichever way they want to go.
Well, see, okay, like I said, how many of those had first called you, all those, thought about that, on you? Now look at you like, damn, this guy's right.
Well, I don't know that anybody said that. I have been told that I talk about a lot of stuff that doesn't really matter.
When doesn't you living doesn't matter?
Well, it's, you know, I look at what, when I'm talking to Larry Pratt, I tell him all the time, look, boss, you go ahead and you be you, because that's what you're best at, being
right.
Button-down collar suit, professorial, reasonable, and I
right.
hope, and I'm going to wish you all successes, and just understand that if you fail, or if you don't succeed, or however it works, or if you just can't reach them, and that dam bursts, well, I'll be back here to catch you, and then I'll be
right.
back here to get out in front of you.
Right.
So I'll let him worry. I'll let him worry about the politics of it. I'll talk about the politics. He's actually a newsmaker. I'm just a commentator. And at the same time, I will reserve the right to be just standing by and just watching. And, you know, when he suits up, he's wearing a nice suit. And when I suit up, I'm wearing a combat shirt and a plate carrier.
Well, you know what, Bill? I was doing some research. And you know how people can, you know how under the rule of the Illuminati, they have to tell you what they're doing. And or what they're going to do. Well, I ran across a YouTube video. I forget what it was. I have to look it up, see if I still have it. It's a guy that can fold the money, certain denominations of money, and come up with, they came up with the Twin Towers. They came up with the Federal Building. Guess what this guy came up with? That may be the next attack.
What?
Hoover Dam.
That would be a good one. Yeah, that would be a good one. I'm still waiting to see about this Boeing thing. There's people out there thinking that's disappeared, so it can be weaponized.
You know what?
I'm about to run out of time, though, Ed. I'm about to run out of time.
All right, Ed. Have a good one. Be safe.
Thanks, sir. All right, you hang on one more time, if you will. We'll be right back. Yeah, I hear the music in the background. I'm correct. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If Art is still holding, we're going to go to him. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
You are still holding. How about that? Thank you very much.
Yeah, I told all my buddies I should have a battle comp coming, so they're all sitting and waiting to see how this is going to work out, because in total we have 7 SKSs here. So,
well, I'll tell you how this is going to work out. When you fire that the first time, you're going to lower the rifle and blink. And then you're going to bring it back up to your shoulder and try it again just to make sure the first one wasn't a fluke. And then if you've modified yours to take a magazine, you're going to empty it. And you're going to be laughing.
I run stripper clips. So,
okay.
But I'm going to let everybody fire it, see what they think. But like I said, we got a total of 7 SKSs here, so if this one works and everybody likes it, I think there's going to be another 6 of them are going to be sold.
Okay, let me tell you this. Before you fire the battle comp gun, if one of your buddies has one similarly set up as yours, fire that first and then pick up the battle comp gun.
Well, we all pretty much have all the same accessories.
Okay.
So it's like if you look at all 7 of them, they all look almost identical.
Let everybody pick up one, fire 2 rounds out of a standard one without the battle comp, and then pick up the battle comp gun. Just so everybody gets the full battle comp effect. I want there to be a lot of gut laughing going on.
Right. Well, even with the flash suppressors, we all got the exact same flash suppressor because we all bought them at the same time.
Right.
So So we just bought, everybody got one at the same time, all the same thing. We have, the only thing that's different is our scopes. We each have a different kind of scope depending on our personal preferences. But we were talking in the chat room about magazines and stuff.
Right.
And kind of want to get your take on this. I had switched my SKS over to take a magazine, but you know that little clip piece that bites into the bottom of the SKS that you have to pull back to release the clip?
Right.
For some reason, that kept breaking. So I just went back to the, I took my SKS back to the original top feed and went with stripper clips. And what I found about the stripper clips is you can only put two magazines in an ammo pouch.
Right.
With stripper clips, I can put 8 stripper clips in an ammo pouch, which allows me to be able to carry 80 rounds in stripper clips plus a box of 20, which means I can carry 100 rounds per ammo pouch.
And it also weighs less.
Right. It weighs less. So I'm carrying more ammo, less weight, versus max of 60, even if you have 2 30-round mags, you're only going to max out at 60 rounds.
The thing about converting an SKS to a magazine-fed SKS, I looked at getting one of those one time, and I didn't like that part that you're talking about that has to go into the stock that is not. It's part of the magazine for the SKS conversion. But right. It is unlike and no other magazine out there. So carrying them securely, I don't even know how much they weigh, but I mean, AK metal mags are very heavy unloaded. So as far as the way the gun was configured to begin with, you know, I think that's the smartest way to run them. And I've seen some of you guys at practice with those stripper clips. There's not a whole, you know, you have to go through a few more steps, but a guy who knows how to put a stripper clip in there with one push of the thumb, that's pretty quick. That's a pretty quick reload.
Yeah, it's basically a reach back, slide one out of your ammo pouch, slip it in the top notch, press on your thumb, you're done. I mean, it's real quick, it's real simple. Only takes maybe a second longer at max, but, you know, it at the same time, like I said, it allows you to carry a lot more, almost double the ammo. To me, I think it's a better way to go, but I was kind of curious what you thought about that.
The AK, when the AK came out, it was designed to hold that magazine. And when I know of, you know, the SKS was in the combat theater in Vietnam. And those guys were very effective with it. None of them tried to modify it. They just ran it the way it was. That's the way it's designed to be.
Yeah. Another thing that I thought about, and this is what I tell people, you know, if you have an SKS, consider going with stripper clips, is because with a magazine, if I understand correctly, you really don't want to keep those loaded all the time or fully loaded, because you want to release the pressure on that spring. But with stripper clips, what I love about them is you load them up, you pack them into your ammo pouch, and you leave them. You never have to worry about it.
The magazine thing, as far as keeping them loaded, if you've got 100 of the same kind of magazine, you load them, then yes, you're going to want to take some of those that have been loaded the longest and relieve them. But I don't, you know, I know a few people that have box loads of magazines, but they either don't keep them loaded or they shoot them all the time, so the springs are always contracting and unflexing and everything else. So my semi-automatic handguns I have, once I load them, the way I unload them to relieve the springs is I pull the trigger however many rounds that thing holds, and I let it sit there until I reload it again.
Right. Yeah, I know a couple of my buddies, they got the magazine. And, you know, they only keep like one or two magazines loaded, and then the rest are sitting unloaded, which to me it kind of defeats the purpose almost, to where I have, 40 stripper clips fully loaded all the time, never un, because to me it makes no sense to have them if they're not loaded up and ready to go.
Right, you know, and I agree.
Because then you're going to lose all that time trying to load all your magazines so you can get going.
that's time you're not going to have.
Right. You may not have that
time. So, I keep all of mine loaded. I have one AR magazine that is not loaded right now, and that's because I shot it yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know. I don't even know how many AR magazines I've got right now at this minute. So, but I know that everyone but one is loaded.
Right.
Although one thing I tell people out there as far as ARs, if you're running P mags, the Magpul P mag, don't fully load them. Instead of 30, put 28 rounds in it. They will function better if you have to stick it in a gun with the bolt forward.
But that's what I like about the stripper clips is because I have 300 rounds loaded and ready to roll at a moment's notice.
Somebody knows how to run those, Art, is a very dangerous operator. I mean, it's a skill that not everybody has. It's gotten easier with the magazine. So with the level of proficiency that you have now running the stripper clips, if something does happen and you run out of ammo and you have to discard the weapon and you're looking around, you see all these AR-15s laying around, I don't think it's going to be a very long learning curve for you to learn how to change a magazine.
Well, also, too, what I've done with some of my buddies who run magazines is we've actually worked it out where you can actually still have your magazine in there and still load with a stripper clip.
I have seen
that.
That's
what's really cool.
I have seen that. That's really, when I was looking at an SKS conversion, that's what they recommended I do. And because I didn't know how to run a stripper clip, I was just all kinds of intimidated by that.
it's a little tricky learning at first, but once you get the hang of it, it's actually quite easy.
Yes, I've watched plenty of video of you guys that know how to do it, and you make it look like it ain't nothing, like it's second nature to you. So,
I'll tell you, at first I was all thumbs with it at first, but after about two or three days of steady doing it, just, you know, load, empty out, load, empty out, load, empty out. And after two or three days of that, you start to figure out the little tricks behind it, and it's actually quite simple. And it's real, and, you know, of course, I had actually thought about getting the magazine, you know, converting over to a 30-round and right. Just pop a 30-round magazine right in there and then just load three stripper clips, one, two, three, and now I got 30 rounds.
Well, see, the thing about that, though, when you're doing that, if you're in a fight and you're doing it the stripper clip way, if you just load the one with the gun configured the way it is, you're back in the fight faster.
Yeah, that's true.
And, don't want to divert your... Taking your eyes off of your target allows them to move around, and if you have to do it for the length of time that three stripper clips would take, and I'm pretty sure you're quick with it, but, you know, that's a lot of time for him to get around unmolested by you. Get back in the fight as fast as you can. I'm running out of time, and they're stacking up behind you now, so your battle comp is about to be fully enjoined. I talked to Mr. Stankiewicz about it. It is about to happen. We're trying to determine. I told him which threads, the thread design you need, and he is going to acquire one. I don't think he has them in stock, but it will happen. You stand by. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
You own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Let's go back to the phones. Jerry in Chicago, what can I do for you?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I had a couple points I wanted to make, ask you a couple questions, too.
Okay.
Saturday I was at a VFW hall, or I'm sorry, American Legion hall.
Right.
For a corned beef cabbage dinner, you know, the drink and everything else like that. And the first thing I noticed inside the hall was the gold-fringed, bordered American flag. And then last night I stopped at the VFW hall to play a game of golf or two and have a beer or two and got into some conversations, and I happened to go in the back room, and in their main hall they happen to have a gold-fringed American flag. And I happened to question the guys both Saturday and last night, and nobody seemed to know that was a maritime admiralty law flag.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't know that either. Now, I'd never seen one in the Army, so that probably explains why I'd never seen one. We had, you know, we had garrison flags and we had inclement weather flags, and I knew the different ones and what they were called when I was in the Army because they were flying. My brigade headquarters was right in front of our battalion, so when I did formation, I was looking right at it. So, but I did not. Did they just get that kind of flag because it was pretty?
Well, you know, that's a good question, yeah, because, in fact, the guy running the Corned Beef Cabbage Dinner, he was actually my journeyman 18 years ago when I got in the IBEW. So, you know, I know him through my older brother, and they're good friends. They've known each other for, 40 years. But, you know, I happened to ask him that, and he says, no, I didn't know that. What's a Maritime Admiralty flag? And then I explained it to him. Of course, you get the roll of the eyes when people don't know. And I just told him, I said, hey, you got a computer at home? Go home and look it up. Let me make a note. You know, call me when you're all done looking it up and say, hey, you know what? I looked up that Maritime Admiralty law, and I said, well, you were rolling your eyes at me the other day. I mean, so now you learn for yourself. That's how you learn. You know? So, but anyway, I wanted to mention something, too. There happened to be a guy there last night, still in the military, not retired yet or anything. And he was talking to me, and I said, well, you swore an oath to the Constitution, right? He says, well, actually, I swore two oaths. One was a special forces oath to liberate the oppressed.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I mean, you've heard of it.
I've never heard it administered. But okay. I know what their mission is, and it doesn't surprise me that that's part of their creed.
Okay, because when I asked him, I said, well, what's the special forces oath? He says, well, you seem to know everything. Why don't you look that up? And I says, okay, I will. I'm on Google right now, and I can't find it.
You know, the military today is completely different from what it was when I was in. Except it says U.S. Army on the breast pocket like mine used to. Otherwise, it was completely different. And I don't know if they had one when I was in. One time I was doing some training in Bad Tolls, West Germany, and that was where I think 5th Group was. And 5th Group was very secretive, and one of our classmates vanished because one of our classmates got a little nosy, wanted to check out 5th Group, and they intercepted him. And they held on to him for 2 days because I didn't know why he was there, because they're always on. When you're in special forces, you're always on. So I don't know if they had a separate creed back then or a separate oath, but they lived it. He was released.
Okay.
He was released unharmed and everything. He was slightly frowsy.
All right. Well, I just wanted to mention those things and see if I can shed a little light. I'm going to keep looking because he made it sound like it's available if you know where to look, type of thing, you know,
yeah,
rather than tell me.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah,
all right,
okay.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for taking my call, partner. Have a good day.
Tell that to my classmate at Bad Tolls, Special Forces Boys. Thanks, Jerry. You stay safe. It's out there if you look for it. Not if you guys are good at keeping secret, snake eaters. And I say that with the utmost respect. If you are in your home, now I heard about this in Iowa. In Iowa, they served a no-knock warrant, not because they were worried about violence, but because they knew one of the owners was, one of the people in the house, was a legal law-abiding gun owner with a concealed carry permit. So they used that premise as obtaining a warrant for a no-knock entry. And here's the problem with this. If you're going to treat us like criminals, cops, you're going to have more Burleson County, Texas has happened to. Not because I'm going to advocate it, but you're going to catch somebody on a day when they don't know it's you coming in, and one of you is going to get popped. And this shouldn't even be a discussion we are having. You know? This should not be a discussion that has to be taken up. It shouldn't be thrown to a court. Fourth Amendment covers that quite well. Just because I have guns does not mean I don't have Fourth Amendment rights. And the big problem with this is that you never know what's going to happen. If you wake somebody from a dead sleep and he's in a position to obtain a firearm, and he sees a bunch of people coming upstairs in the dark, he may very well open fire. And one of these days, you know, I've never seen this happen, I've never seen this happen. One of these days, they're going to go up against somebody that's trained. And that's going to be really interesting. Whenever I look at these self-defense gun uses or anything else like that, one of the things I notice just from the way it's described is that this is not someone who was trained to fight in a gunfight. This is not somebody who's been to a Jaeger class or a Costa class. Because you go to two of those classes, if you go to two of those classes a year, and you practice on a regular basis, and you take those lessons you learn and apply them from time to time, somebody comes up on you and you have to defend yourself against them, they're not going to run away. If you feel like you have to go to guns on them, they're not going to run away. And, you know, I can only imagine what they would think about doing a raid on Jaeger. I'm pretty sure they'd bring in aircraft and strafe him. As a preemptive strike, you know, because we got to get home at the end. All of us want to go home at the end of the day. Well, if you would stop doing those no-knock raids or stop getting so excited that you shoot each other, you probably will. But the fact that we're having, this is not even a conversation we should be having. And don't look to the Supreme Court to solve it. Vote the fools out. Anybody who would transgress any one of your civil rights, your God-given rights, that the Bill of Rights protects from Congress for you, is an enemy of the people. And I don't care how much they're patting you on the back and smiling at you with that perfect smile and telling you it's about public safety. It isn't. It's about them being in charge. That's what they want to do. They want to be in charge. The only reason companies like Grecian Formula exist today is to support the politicians that will be in their 90s and have shoe-polished black hair. Their hair is an indicator of everything else they tell you. It's a facade. It's a fake image. Getting out there and saying, "Well, you know, it's a whole matter about you know, public safety." Okay, whatever, whatever you say, pal. When you start talking public safety to me, I'm just worried about my private rights. Okay, thank you very much. I'm worried about the ones that I've got that I was born with. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. So the short answer to this, without even going into any of the text, no, having guns does not circumvent the Fourth Amendment at all. Not at all. Anyway, let's flip into the next hour then, shall we? We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.